जय जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेव जय जय सुभद्रा जय जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेव जय जय सुभद्रा नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की
जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमदेश भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा रथयात्रा महामहोत्सव की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की। गोलोक प्रेम श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की। नितय गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 ध्रुव महाराज लीव्स होम टेक्स्ट 30। अथ मात्रोपदिष्टेन योगेनावरुरुष्यसि यत्प्रसादं स वै पुंसां दुराराध्यो मतो मम। अथ मात्रोपदिष्टेन योगेनावरुरुस्तसी रुत्ससी यत्प्रसादं स वै पुंसां दुराराध्यो मतो मम। अथ मात्रोपदिष्टेन योगेनावरुरुत्ससी यत्प्रसादं स वै पुंसां दुराराध्यो मतो मम। अथ मात्रोपदुष्टेन योगेनावरुरुत्ससि यत्प्रसादं स वै पुंसां दुराराध्यो मतो मम। अथ मात्रोपदिष्टेन योगेनावरुरुत्ससि आदं स वै पुंसां। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग अथ देयरफॉर मात्र by your mother. Upadishtena, being instructed, being instructed. Yogena, by mystic meditation. Avarurutsasi, want to elevate yourself. Yat prasadam, whose mercy. Saha, that. Why? Certainly. Pumsam, of the living entities. Duraradhya, very difficult to perform. Mata, opinion. Mama, my. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Now you have decided to undertake the mystic process of meditation under the instruction of your mother, just to achieve the mercy of the Lord. But in my opinion, such austerities are not possible for any ordinary man. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The process of Bhakti Yoga is simultaneously very difficult and very easy to perform. Sri Narad Muni, the Supreme Spiritual Master, is testing Dhruva Maharaj to see how determined he is to prosecute the devotional service. This is the process of accepting a disciple. The great sage Narada has come to Dhruva under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to initiate him. Yet he is testing Dhruva's determination to execute the process. It is a fact, however, that for a sincere person, devotional service is very easy. But for one who is not determined and sincere, this process is very difficult. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnuparaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Sharam. Hare Krishna. So today's very auspicious day of Rath Yatra. So I seek blessings of all the devotees. I can speak something on this verse, and if time permits, I'll speak something about the Rath Yatra also. Translation was, now you have decided to undertake the mystic process of meditation under the instruction of your mother, just to achieve the mercy of the Lord. But in my opinion, such austerities are not possible for any ordinary man. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we see that how, if you look at all the instructions of Narad Muni that he is giving to Dhruva Maharaj as he wants to go to the forest and do something to get a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather, we can see how Narad Muni is counseling Dhruva Maharaj. We already know the climax, but for a moment forget it. What Dhruva Maharaj did and what he achieved, just see what Narad Muni is saying. He's telling him actually not to practice devotional service and go back home and play like other children. We may say, hey, this is wrong. How can you tell somebody to not practice devotional service? Discourage them, right? We say, don't discourage them. And Narad Muni is also saying this, but it is suffixed by, this is my opinion. He is saying, mata, मम मतः, माय ओपिनियन. सो फर्स्ट आई थॉट टू डिस्कस ऑन दिस वर्स दैट हाउ वी हैव अ हैबिट टू गिव आवर ओपिनियन वेरी ऑफन एंड अनआस्क्ड फॉर, यू नो, स्पेशली इन आवर इंस्टीट्यूशन. एटलीस्ट आई हैड अ डिफिकल्टी विद दिस, सो आई थॉट फर्स्ट आई विल डिस्कस विद दैट. Somebody has said, परेशानी में कोई सलाह मांगे तो सलाह के साथ अपना साथ भी देना. परेशानी में कोई सलाह मांगे तो सलाह के साथ अपना साथ भी देना, क्योंकि सलाह गलत हो सकती है, साथ नहीं. तो हम लोग भूल जाते हैं, सलाह तो देते हैं, साथ नहीं देते. सॉरी, आई सम दिस पोएट्री सेज दैट व्हेन यू एडवाइस समबडी गिव योर your company also, give your support also, we generally just leave it till advice and we do not give our support. So here Narad Muni had the understanding of Dhruv Maharaj's mentality, which is often of many new spiritual seekers. I let it is mine so far, so before I, this is a disclaimer. His mentality is, Narad Muni understand that most people's concerns, especially when they come to spiritual movement, remain those of establishing their personal identity, creating various boundary markers for themselves, seeking security, and perhaps linking them to what seems like significant for projects. Means, people, even when they come to spiritual, that's how we have grown up. So even when we change the course of life, we take up to spiritual movement, we want to do, we, here also we want to establish an identity. If you look at, you know, you want to do something, some particular seva. This Greek philosopher Archimedes said that what all of us are trying to find is a lever and a place to stand, so that we can move the world just little bit. Just we want to see how we contribute, what we do, how we create an impact. So we know about the spiritual journey from the, you know, clear and inviting voices of others. When we come new, we meet somebody, oh yeah, this Prabhu. Recently there was this boy from Delhi who heard Jai Shetty and he was living here in farm. And every day he was meeting a new brahmachari, seeking advice what he should in life. So he may be impelled, have desire, oh, I should also become a monk, come to the brahmachari ashram. So we observe these people, we have our observations, and from people who are moving on, but also from people who are static. So we have all kinds of people in our society. This journey appears like, you know, a seductive invitation, a promise or a hope of a better life. This is where something, remember your early days when you wanted to join. I know how it is now, but... So we are summoned to come for this life, and we have our guideposts, our patterns, our goals, some warnings, some personal guides, and we all have to figure out how to go ahead. So Narad Muni is telling him here, now see, so here is Dhruv Maharaj's journey and he is meeting Narad Muni, and Narad Muni is telling him in further verses that after trying for this process for many, many births, and remaining unattached to material contamination, placing themselves continually in trance and executing many types of austerities, many mystic yogis were unable to find the end of the path of God realization. I don't remember if some of my initial, people who initially encouraged me in devotion, they did not tell me this statement. Hey, do not do bhakti mat karo, pichle past mein, there are many yogis have tried very hard, but they have not been able to succeed. Jao, wapis wohi job karo, bahar raho, khush raho. But Narad Muni is telling him, one should try to keep himself satisfied in any condition of life. So stay there wherever you are, happiness or distress, which is offered by the Supreme Will. A person who endures in this way is able to cross over the darkness of nescience very easily. That is what Narad Muni is telling him. And then he's telling him, gunadikam udam lipsed anukrosham gunadhamad maitrim samanad anvichhe na taper abhibhuyate. Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. If he meets someone less qualified, than himself, we should be compassionate. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, he is never affected by threefold miseries of material world. Looks like a piece of self-help advice. We are often very critical of self-help. Some people say free market philosophies, so they have this word for this. But if you just don't look at what happened with Dhruv Maharaj later, and just look at Dhruv, Narad Muni is saying, jo aapse upar hai, unko respect karo, jo aapke jaise hai, unke compassionate raho. So he's giving. We get very offended when such advice comes. So Narad Muni is like a crane or hydra. We have Jeevi, this hydra which lift. He can lift a person heavily loaded with sins at the lotus feet of, and leave them at the lotus feet of Krishna. But we have to remember that we are like light bulbs. We have to just stay screwed in wherever we are, and that's how we can help others much more. But generally we offer advice and we institution, we try to be like, okay, I'm also crane and hydra and I can lift this person. Just come after me 1 year later and I can lift him. So we all, but yes, we can have our journeys of graduating from a night light bulb to a table lamp to a street light or a flood light, wherever, but we have to realize wherever we are. Because so I am using this because a lot of spiritual language is a metaphor and a symbol. The light coming from somewhere else, from Krishna, we are just reflecting it. So the purpose of my doing this discussion is that we acknowledge our roles in journey of co-practitioners. First, by acknowledging whether I am a light bulb or a crane and evaluating my adhikar to offer in help and in whatever way. So when I read this verse, I thought, before jumping to Rath Yatra, I would, because this is very relevant what Narad Muni is telling. When, for example, because we are so critical of anything which comes other than practicing devotional service. If somebody is educating about cleanliness, and you connect it to, say, hey, Prabhupada also used to say clean. We don't say, hey, how can you compare cleanliness to, a pure devotee attribute? But that is also a part of his, and nor I am saying that cleanliness gets you pure devotional service, but it is, but it helps. Similarly here, a spiritual practitioner needs in his journey, while he is going towards Krishna, there are other pieces that he needs to add in his journey and help him to evolve. So Narad Muni, here he is doing this because he is helping with awareness. He is aware that the human life is mostly about two tasks. The first task is to build a strong container on identity. And the second is to find the content that the container was meant to hold. The first half of the culture is largely about surviving successfully, which incidentally continues for all of us even in our spiritual lives. The idea of accepting failure and growing with it is very difficult. We want to be successful because that's how we want it to be all our lives. So most of the times we are living in the first task. We may think, oh, I have come to the second half of my life. But no, even we may spend 40, 50 years practicing bhakti, but we may be still in the first half of the life. And it takes us much longer to discover the task within the task. As to discover what we are really doing when we are doing what we are doing. So we don't know we are doing, we are chanting, we are doing everything, but we don't know what we are actually doing. We haven't yet figured it out what we are actually doing. I am a brahmachari, he is a brahmachari, oh, so that's fine, So I think I am going on the right path. I am a grahastha, you are a grahastha, it's going on. The job description is same, but the motivations, the intentions, the energies are different. So that defines, so just how, where externally each one of us is present doesn't actually make sure that we are going to achieve the same destination as the other co-practitioner is going to, because a Gauranga Das or a Gaur Gopal Das is also brahmachari, so I'm also going to achieve the same which they are achieving in life. Or so we generally assume, oh yeah, it's easy for them, they can do it, then I can also do it. But the energy, we don't know what motivations, what intentions are driving them. And when it is when we try to, we begin to pay attention and seek integrity precisely about the task within the task. We begin to move from the, that's when we begin to move from the first task of our life to the second half of our lives. It mainly deals with purifying our intention and bringing honesty in our activities. So that's what Narad Muni is helping Dhruva to do. He's helping him graduate from the first half of life to the second at a very early stage, at the age of 5 years. It happened for him at 5 years. So this lot of hard work, we have to pay a lot of attention to this inner task rather than outer task. And it is not chronological. For somebody like Dhruva, it can happen at 5 years. For somebody, it can happen at, for Radhanath Maharaj, it happened at 18 or 19 when he was on his journey. For some of us, we can, if we are aware, oh, yet I am still in the first half, I have to graduate to the second half. So it is not, so the second half of our life will generally, it will happen. We don't know, but when will it happen? So those who have learned from the early suffering are already there, but some older folks are still childish. Sometimes we grow, but we are still there. So none of us go into our spiritual maturity completely of our own accord or by totally free choice. We are led by what we call a mystery, which we call as grace. So Dhruva attracted grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead and Prabhupada mentioned, and Lord sent Narad Muni to help him. And those who attract grace are the ones who have some deep invitation for something more, to set out to find it with the help of grace and by daring to give up so much that the world around offers us, and believe in what our lineage is saying. We still want to be successful, we still want to be famous, we still want to be, and there is nothing wrong, but yet it is, we have to dare to see what our parampara is saying and balance it. How to practice our, not, that means to be aware of what we are doing and how we are doing. So when we grow up to the second half of life, that means that we know what we are doing. We can give our energy to help others grow to their second paths. If we have forgiven ourselves for being imperfect and failing, we can now do it for others as well. If we have not done it for ourselves, I'm afraid that we are likely to pass on our sadness, our judgments, our anger, our futility to others. So that's why I want to discuss this. When Narad Muni is advising Dhruva Maharaj, if you know his previous journey, he has actually graduated to the second half of his life very gracefully. So many elderly people who actually in the movement have not actually become elders because they have never elder or mentored themselves. It is like, you know, a senior versus a senior resident. So we might become a senior resident and not a senior. So Narad Muni has grown to his second part of his life. So spiritual teachers actually are the ones who have graduated to the second part of their lives. So that was very important aspect that I wanted to discuss in relation to this verse. And now I'll move to the second part of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, which he spent the 24 years in Jagannath Puri. Before that, I'll offer some pranams to Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. It is Jagannath Rath Yatra today, which are offered by Sanatan Goswami in Krishna Stava Leela. He said, Sri Jagannath Niladri Shiro Mukta Ratnahe Daru Brahmana Ghanshyama Prasida Purushottama. O Lord Jagannath, O Lord of the universe, O crest jewel of the city of Jagannath Puri, O Supreme Person whose form is spiritual, although it appears to be made of wood, and whose complexion is like that of a dark rain cloud, O Lord, please merciful to be. Prafulla Pundarikaksha Layanabdhi Tatamrita Gutikodra Mamapahi Nana Bhog Purandara. O Lord Jagannath, your lotus eyes have blossomed wide open and you appear to be nectar washed upon the shore of the salt water ocean. O monarch who enjoys multifarious royal pleasures and whose waist is decorated with pearls, O Lord, please protect me. Nija dhara sudhadayin indra dumna prasadita subhadra lalana vyagra ramanuja namastute. O Lord Jagannath, you are pleased by the worship of King Indradumna and you grant to the devotees the prasad, foodstuffs offered to you, which appears to be nectar coming from your own lips. O younger brother of Lord Balaram, who earnestly takes care of your sister Subhadra Devi, I respectfully offer obeisances unto you. Gundicha rath yatra di mahotsava vivardhana bhaktavatsal vande tvam gundicha rath mandanam. O Lord Jagannath, with the Rath Yatra journey to Gundicha and other festivals, you increase the happiness of the devotees. O decoration of the Rath Yatra chariot, O Lord, who is very kind and affectionate to your devotees, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. So today, Lord Jagannath will come out of this period of sickness. Nimaila Prabhu had sent this picture of Jagannath Balaram Subhadra with a thermometer and the temperature is being, some child had painted it, right? Yeah. So they'll come out, they'll appear in the shrine of our hearts. And I'll discuss some aspects that why, what is the meaning of the Jagannath Yatra, that Lord Jagannath travels from his temple in Puri to Gundicha temple, a distance about 2 miles. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that Gundicha temple is Vrindavan and Jagannath temple is Kurukshetra. So Krishna once goes to Kurukshetra. During a solar eclipse, people go to actually Kurukshetra. There was a Vedic tradition. You bathe and perform a lot of rituals. So in scriptures, a lot of glories are mentioned about this practice. So during Krishna's time, there was solar eclipse. And when Krishna came from Dwarka to Kurukshetra with all his personal associates. At that time, Krishna was a king, emperor and a sole proprietor of Dwarka. All his subjects, consorts, they were very eager to go to Kurukshetra during solar eclipse, perform sadhya and do all the rituals. So Krishna said, all right, we shall go. So all the Krishna invited a lot of people, but he intentionally didn't invite Brajvasis, the devotees of Vraja. So Narad Muni comes and questions Krishna. He was very shocked by this. He says, he approached Krishna, says, Vrajvasis love you so much. They're experiencing extreme separation and grief by not seeing you. And you're inviting the whole world and not them. What offense are they guilty of? Have they committed any offense by loving you? I cannot tolerate this, Krishna. Krishna said, they are our own people. No one has to send invitation to one's own. Parents do not invite their children and vice versa. They are our own. Outside people are invited. How can I invite Vrajvasis? You are right. I intentionally did not invite them because they are saturated with love for me. They have no interest in performing sacrifices to obtain mundane benefits. If they come, the result of all these ritual practices will be destroyed. For this reason, I have not invited them. But on the other side, Vrajvasis are also deciding to go to Kurukshetra. Although not invited, the Vrajvasis came to learn that Krishna was. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihar Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki, Jai. So Vrajvasis thought, hey, Kurukshetra is much closer to Vrajmandal than Dwarka. We should all avail this opportunity to see Krishna and we can have darshan of Krishna. We should not miss this chance. But they could not venture to go because they thought Krishna has become an emperor. He's a Raja. His standard is very high. We are merely cowherd men and we are poor people. Perhaps Krishna has forgotten us. If we go there, he will not recognize us because of his high position. He will not see ordinary people like us. Previously, he was a cowherd boy in our Vrajdham, but now he's become a king. The Vraj, thinking like this, the Vrajvas is also reason. A man might forget everything else, but he'll never forget his parents, even if they live far away. If Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda go, he will definitely come and bow down to them and give pay obeisances. So they went to Nanda Maharaj and told him, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna is coming to Kurukshetra. We are also grief-struck. You know, we have not seen him for such a long time. If you'll come with us and give us the opportunity to see him, he may come and see all of us. He may not see us, but if his parents will come, he may come to see them and pay his obeisances. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda said, no, no, this is not correct. He has not come here for such a long time. He has so many consorts and servants serving him. He is so wealthy now. His wives are also wealthy. We are only cowherd men and women. We have nothing. After so long, how can we go? If we go there, will he come to see us? If we go to Kurukshetra and deprived of seeing Krishna, we shall die. If we go there and not see him, we shall die. So we don't want to go there. Now other side, again Krishna is entering the scene 3, entering Kurukshetra. Krishna, the emperor of Dwarka, enters Kurukshetra with his cavalry units, elephants, horses. Only those who had permission were allowed to speak with him. He was surrounded by servants. There were 4 gatekeepers in each direction. King's parents, Vasudev and Devaki were also there. The Brahmins had gone to start the sacrifices, so nobody was permitted to disturb the king. Now Vrajvasis have come, scene 4. They are trying to meet Krishna. They are requesting the, some big celebrity comes, or Narendra Modi's rally is there and people want to meet him. Hamare bhi jila ki kuch samasya hai, thoda hume bhet kara dijiye. So they are requesting all the guard. They are saying, we have come to see our son. The guard asks, who is your beloved son? Krishna. How is that? You are a poor person. He is the king. His parents are already here, Vasudev and Devaki. We do not believe you. Where have you come from? What are you claiming he is your son? Nanda Maharaj cried, I shall die. Guard said, I am doing just following the orders of my king. Do you have a permit? Pass hai kya? VIP pass aapko. Abhishek ke liye. Nahin, wahin ruko. Then I cannot let you in. The guard replied. Then all the cowherd boys carrying their small cow prods cried, my friend Kanhaiya, but he is the king, his friends are like this, you are paupers, I do not believe you. The gopis also cried, we are the consorts of Krishna. The guard said, what? Consorts are already here, Satyabhama, Rukmini, all are here. Then Yashoda Maiya come, he said, I told all of you that if I go to Kurukshetra and I am deprived of seeing Krishna, I shall die. I have nothing left. My life is finished. She cried, Gopal, and she fell unconscious. So Krishna, when Yashoda Maiya fell unconscious, there Krishna, amidst his sacrifice, he just gets up. He was with the Brahmins. He removed all his royal garments. He became a small naked boy crying, Mama, 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 and he ran to Mother Yashoda. And he sat in her lap and she caressed him and she loved him. So all the Krishna met all the gopis separately. He asked them about their well-being. So one of the versions says that actually when Nanda Maharaj came, all the Rishnis were delighted and they stood up and they received them very nicely. They welcomed them. Nanda Maharaj was with great joy. They were all welcomed very nicely. Then Krishna meets his parents, he meet the gopis. And Shukadev Goswami says, while gazing at their beloved Krishna, the young gopis had previously condemned the creator to their eyelids, which would momentarily block their vision for him. But now seeing Krishna after the long separation with their eyes, they took him into their hearts and there they embraced him to their full satisfaction. In this way, they become totally absorbed in ecstatic meditation on him. All the great yogis who constantly practice mystic yoga find such absorption difficult to achieve. So here we can see the mood of Rath Yatra when Lord Jagannath comes out of his sickness period, giving darshan. That is the mood that devotees aspire. That is the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aspiring. So then Krishna meets all the gopis, he instructs them in spiritual matters, and then so this conversation, the esoteric meaning of Krishna's teachings is given in a book called Vaishnav Toshni. So the instruction, the spiritual knowledge was meant for enlightening the gopis. The gopis' incessant meditation on Krishna was constantly arising from their feelings of separation from him, like a scorching sun which destroyed the inner recess of their night blooming lotus-like lives, just as a flower is destroyed by excessive sunlight. So only thing that kept the gopis alive was their hope of attaining Krishna. So Krishna meets everyone, he pacifies everyone. So now let's look at the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that mood of gopis saturated with gopi bhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also pulling the chariot of Jagannath Dev from the Jagannath temple, this is Kurukshetra, towards Gundicha, which is Vrindavan. So during the chariot festival, they all, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they all come on the chariots giving darshan. So her cleansing the temple means that the outside, we must remove all the thorns and rubbish and trim the grass, like the path has to be clean. All the stones, everything. It also means that we engage our sense organs for the service of the Krishna. That was cleaning of the Gundicha temple represents. If we do not engage our sense organs, then we will not be able to achieve Krishna. For the reason, we have to clear our heart of all the for the attainment of material benefits both here and thereafter. So that is what Gundicha margin signifies. Before the Rathatra begins, that is Gundicha margin happens. And then after Gundicha margin happens, we clear away everything with the brooms, and the devotees bring earthen pots full of water to wash away everything. So that means they wash away all this. In propensities that we have identified by the love, by the grace of the devotees, they are also taken away. The desire for name and fame, all such things is washed away with the water that is brought by the devotees, the earthen pot that are brought by them. So Krishna is coming here from the Jagannath temple, and we have to clear the unwanted things away. So that also represents Krishna coming to Gundicha temple, clearing our mind. There should be no other desire except desire for Krishna. Krishna is coming to Vrindavan. Krishna is the only autocrat there, so no other ideas, no forces should dominate our consciousness except Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I have made this mind, he says, Moramana Vrindavan. So that Krishna will be free to perform all of his pastime and sporting activities. So we have to make our mind Vrindavan, no one else should be allowed to enter and no other thoughts should be allowed. So we can understand it by the analogy of a room. So suppose we are staying in a room and outside we have placed a big sign says, welcome, please come inside. And others see the sign and say, oh, welcome, we should come to your door. But the door is closed and behind the door there are many chairs. Even if the door is open, you cannot open it. There are tables. In fact, the room is completely filled with the furniture. So nobody can open the door. So they go away disappointed. So outside our sign says, welcome. And we are thinking we are welcoming Krishna. But when the Krishna comes, we have thoughts in our mind of a lot of things. So we have filled up our heart. So Krishna will come and then go back. So we have to clear our mind, our heart for him. We have to clear away attachments to non-eternal things, and Krishna will definitely come. In Puri, he is coming out today. In Govardhanika village, he will come out on Sunday, 7 July. And this can happen, this clearing of the furniture can happen by chanting the Harinam. That is the best method. We should perform Harinam Sankirtan, not to show off others, but as a part of our bhajan. We should call Krishna from the core of our hearts. So that is, you know, like all the ceremony, there is Adivas. So that's Adivas for Krishna's coming into our hearts. So our entire lives, Harinam is like an Adivas ceremony for Krishna coming. When the deities come, we perform Adivas. When any auspicious or when deities come out, we perform Adivas. So this chanting of holy name is like performing the Adivas ceremony. to welcome Krishna into our hearts. So I think we'll have more elaborate. We have a 3-hour katha on coming Sunday about Jagannath Rath Yatra. So I'll finish it, complete it here. And just to summarize, in the beginning we discussed, we looked at how Narad Muni has been advising Dhruva Maharaj, and he is aware that what stage he is at. Narad Muni has, we looked at how our lives are two tasks. The first task, where we find, we are trying to look out for an identity, and second half, where we figuring out what to do with it. And Narad Muni is already in the second half, so he is helping Dhruva Maharaj to graduate to this second half. He is, so sometime in counseling, in guidance, he may give a piece of advice which doesn't look like, oh, you know, practicing align with the ultimate goal of practicing devotional service, but it is relevant at that moment, that instance, it makes sense. And so we also discussed that we have to, Narad Muni is like a crane who can help and help a person loaded with sins and place him at the lotus feet of Krishna, but we may be like a small light bulb, so we have to say screwed in. That's how we can offer help to anyone else. So that would be the best way we can help our co-practitioners. So of idea of this discussion was that we figure out what is our adhikar to offer help to our co-practitioners. And then we discuss, I read some prayers from Krishna Savalila which are offered to Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. And we discuss the mood of Rath Yatra by hearing from the pastime when Krishna goes to Kurukshetra. Narad Muni questions Krishna why he hasn't invited Vrajvasis. Vrajvasis go to Kurukshetra and they meet Krishna. And then we see what Rath Yatra means, what Gundicha Margin means. It means clearing away our anarthas, and Krishna coming to Gundicha means clearing the mind and welcoming the Krishna. We understand it with the analogy of a room. We are trying to welcome Krishna, but the room is full of furniture, which can be cleared by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Anyone, any questions, comments? ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा रथयात्रा महामहोत्सव की जय.